The DOJ is investigating whether Iran used Binance to move $1.7 billion past U.S. sanctions. The Wall Street Journal reported on March 11 that the U.S. Department of Justice is actively investigating whether Iranian entities used Binance to evade American sanctions, according to Wu Blockchain and Cointelegraph, which cited the WSJ report. The probe centers on approximately $1.7 billion in digital assets that allegedly flowed to Iran-linked groups through the exchange between March 2024 and August 2025, a period that began months after Binance paid a $4.3 billion settlement for anti-money laundering violations. Bitcoin traded at $69,580 as of March 11, 2026, down 1.6% over the prior 24 hours. With BNB, Binance's native token, at 638.18, also off 1.4%. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 25, firmly in fear territory. Five investigators fired, then the Senate got involved. The story begins inside Binance's own compliance department. According to Fortune's February 13th report, at least five compliance investigators were terminated starting in late 2025 after they surfaced evidence of Iran-linked transactions. At least three came from law enforcement backgrounds in Europe and Asia, and several held leadership roles focused on financial investigations, sanctions evasion, and counter-terror financing. The investigators found that two Binance partners, Hexawhale and Blessed Trust, acted as intermediaries for laundering money and enabling trade with Iranian government entities. The transactions moved through Tether stablecoins on the Tron blockchain. Internal investigators also discovered cryptocurrency transfers to wallets linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and payments to crew members of Russia's sanctions-evading shadow fleet of oil tankers. Binance disputes the characterization. The exchange said no investigators were fired for reporting potential sanctions, violations, and claims most departures were voluntary. One employee was terminated for violating company policy on disclosing internal user information, according to a CoinDesk report from March 6. The Senate set a March 13 deadline, and the DOJ moved First Senator Richard Blumenthal, ranking member of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, opened a formal inquiry after the Fortune and WSJ reports broke. His office demanded records on Hexawhale and Blessed Trust activities, documentation of Iranian user accounts and transactions, files on Russian shadow fleet involvement, and information on terminated compliance staff. Separately, 11 Democratic senators, led by Elizabeth Warren and Chris Van Hollen, sent a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on February 27th, demanding a thorough and impartial investigation. They set a March 13th deadline for the DOJ and Treasury to explain what steps they were taking. That deadline arrives in 2 days. The WSJ's March 11th report suggests the DOJ did not wait for the deadline. The department is already investigating. What Binance says versus what the records show. In a March 6th letter to Blumenthal's subcommittee, Binance said an internal review found no evidence of direct transactions between its platform and Iranian entities. The exchange characterized the activity as indirect exposure to wallets that may have had links to Iran and said associated accounts were removed. The timeline of account removals tells a different story about urgency. Law enforcement contacted Binance in April 2025 seeking information about transactions potentially connected to terrorist financing. Hexawhale's account was removed in August 2025, 4 months later. Blessed Trust was not off-boarded until January 2026. Meanwhile, Blumenthal's office cited approximately 2,000 accounts associated with Iranian entities that operated on the platform despite Binance's claimed ban on Iranian users. The exchange attacked coverage from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Fortune as demonstrably false and defamatory in several material respects. The CZ pardon and the WLFI intersection. The political backdrop makes this investigation more complicated than the 2023 case. Binance founder Changpeng Zhao pleaded guilty to federal anti-money laundering charges in November 2023 and served 4 months in prison. In October 2025, President Trump pardoned him. Senator Blumenthal's inquiry highlighted a financial connection that raises conflict of interest questions. Binance partners with World Liberty Financial, WLFI, a crypto venture owned by Trump's sons and special envoy Steve Witkoff. According to Blumenthal's office, 85% of WLFI's stablecoins are held in Binance accounts. This creates an unusual situation where the DOJ, headed by an attorney general appointed by Trump, is investigating an exchange that was pardoned by Trump and holds a significant financial relationship with a Trump family business. Whether that dynamic accelerates or slows the investigation remains an open question. What a second enforcement action would mean for crypto Binance's 2023 settlement was the largest penalty in crypto history. A second enforcement action, this time specifically for sanctions evasion rather than AML failures, would carry different and potentially harsher consequences. Sanctions violations under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act can carry criminal penalties of up to 20 years in prison per violation and fines of up to $1 million per offense, or twice the value of the transaction, whichever is greater. For Binance cardholders and users of the exchange more broadly, the immediate risk is not a sudden shutdown. Binance continued operating through the 2023 settlement. But a fresh enforcement action could trigger enhanced compliance requirements that slow withdrawals, restrict fiat on-ramps, or limit services in specific jurisdictions. Users in Malaysia and the Philippines, where Binance already faces geo-bans from local regulators, may see additional restrictions layer on top of existing ones. The broader crypto industry should watch the DOJ's approach carefully. If the department pursues criminal sanctions charges against an exchange that already paid $4.3 billion and agreed to a compliance monitorship, it signals that past settlements do not grant immunity for subsequent violations. That precedent would affect every major exchange operating in gray zone jurisdictions. For users concerned about counterparty risk, the investigation is a reminder that custodial platforms carry regulatory exposure that self-custody alternatives do not. A DOJ enforcement action freezing exchange assets, while unlikely in the near term, is not a scenario users should ignore entirely.